Among the 11 candidates running in the by-election for Ward 20 Osgood in Ottawa is Bobby Guletti. The by-election was triggered by the resignation of George DeRoos, who was elected as an MPP. Bobby Guletti says it was his clients in Ward 20 Osgood who encouraged him to run, believing he could represent their interests at City Hall.
My main motivation for running in the by-election were people actually asked me, clients asked me to run into it, family asked me to run in the ward. I'll give you a little bit of a background of myself first. My name is obviously Bobby Guletti. I was born and I've lived in Ottawa my whole life. I went to the University of Ottawa, got a degree in finance and international management. Me and my wife have raised two daughters in the city. One is 14, one is 19. Me and my father ran a business for 20 years in Ottawa. And in the last 10 years, I've actually been a mortgage agent. So I've helped people keep their homes. I've helped people finance homes. I've helped people build homes. I've negotiated with big, big banks and big companies. And I think the biggest motivation to run was I've helped quite a few people out in that ward. And they were sort of pushing and saying, you know, this opportunity is coming. You should run. You should run. And the more I looked into it, the more I felt like I could make a difference in the ward, because coming from a business background, I like to dissect things. And I'll be truly honest with you, I actually live a 30-second walk outside of the ward. So technically, my house is not in the ward, but it's a 30-second. I mean, I go to the end of my driveway, I take a 30-second walk, I'm inside the ward. I'm inside the ward almost every day. I'm talking to people inside the ward almost every day. And I think me actually being where I'm located is very advantageous to what I want to do.
Bobby Guletti says one of the challenges facing all rural wards is their limited representation at City Hall, which makes it difficult to influence key decisions. That's why he believes it's important to build strong relationships with urban councillors to ensure that rural priorities are addressed.
One thing that I'll go into that's sort of the main issue that I find in the ward. So coming from a business background, I like to dissect things, right? I've been talking to a number of people in the ward. Mainly, the first things that were coming up were affordability and taxes. And stuff isn't being done for the taxes that they're paying. And then things like speeding came up, paving roads came up, ditches came up, affordable housing came up, lack of health care, building permit restrictions came up. All these issues were coming up. So I went back to the drawing board and I wanted to see, why is it that since amalgamation, it's been 24 years, but the same issues keep coming up? And the more I looked into it, I discovered one thing. And I actually sat down with the counselor who's the head of the rural committee. And I said to him, I'm like, what we're looking at are issues. I think these are symptoms of a much bigger problem. And the biggest problem I believe that Ward 20 or any rural ward has right now is that you only have 5 rural votes and 19 urban votes. So every time our money goes into this one pot, it's voted on by 24 people and you need 13 people to get anything done, whether it's roads paved or whatever it is, wherever you want to allocate money. And if the rural wards don't even have the votes, they don't have a fighting chance for it. Now, this brings me back to actually living 30 seconds out of the ward is actually advantageous to the situation. Is my house is located actually in a weird corner of the city where I have Ward 20, that's 30-second walk away. I have Ward 21, Ward 22, Ward 24, and Ward 3 surrounding me. So I speak to all those counselors already. My relationship with them is actually because my oldest daughter, she's a singer. So she actually sings the national anthem at federal government events, provincial government events, municipal events. And I've met a lot of politicians on both sides and at every level. So at the municipal level, I've started talking to some of the urban counselors. My goal is to get some of them into the wards, get them in a car, have them drive down Mitchell Wins, have them look at some of the problem sites that are going on. And until we don't get some of these urban councillors to vote on our side, I feel like the same thing is going to happen that's been happening for the last 24 years, where we just don't have the votes at council.
Bobby Guletti believes the T1 development is moving forward and says the most constructive approach at this stage is to engage in dialogue and negotiations with the developer.
I want to make this perfectly clear, because there's been some rumors out there about who's taking funding from developers. I would like to make it absolutely clear. No developer has funded any of my campaign, nor do I say that I'm on the side of the developers. I'm on the side of trying to make this a win-win situation, and now we're going into the Taywin project. The Taywin project is a very large project. You're going all the way from Anderson and Thunder, and then on the top end, you're going from Farmer and Thunder through Piperville all the way to Leitrim. I am not for the builder. I am not against the builder. I am here to find the best deal for the residents. And the reason I say that is, if you voted in the provincial election, if you voted in the federal election, it doesn't matter if you voted liberal or conservative or any party for that matter. Every party's mandate was that they were going to build more housing. And a project of this size that's been going on for 3 years, I don't see it coming off the books. I know there's a counselor out there, and I won't name her. I did name her at the, one of the debates, but I won't name her again. But I feel like there's false hope being provided. The Taiwan project's actually already in the master plan for Ottawa. Removing it would cost a lot of money. I understand that's not the answer everybody wants to hear, but those are just facts that have happened so far. And my thing is this, that I want to make this a win-win situation for everybody. I think at this point, the best option is let's negotiate with the builder. Let's talk to the builder. I think that once you stop talking, once you stop negotiating, then you completely lose control. Right now, they are willing to talk. I have met with the Taggart group to show everybody that door for communication is open. We don't have to always be fighting and yelling and saying this is not going to, because that's where you start turning the big companies and them saying, well, we're going to do what we do. We own the land. And that's why I keep telling everybody, I'm like, I'm not on the builder's side. I'm not. I'm on a win-win negotiation side. I'm a businessman. I come with a business background. I am not a politician.
The by-election for the Ward 20 Osgood seat on Ottawa City Council is scheduled for June 16th, 2025. This has been Rose Gesla with CJRO Radio, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.